That was supposed to do it for me.
I would like to call a meeting to order. This is the January 23rd, 2020, regular meeting of the Public Employment Relations Commission. Pursuant to the Open Public Meetings Act, adequate notice has been provided. Excuse me for a second. Adequate notice has been provided by the dissemination of written annual notice of meeting. On December 19th, 2019, a copy of such notice was prominently posted in a public place at the offices of the Public Employment Relations Commission, emailed to the business offices of the Trenton Times and Courier Post, emailed to the Secretary of State for filing, and posted on the agency's website. Furthermore, on January 16th, 2020, copies of additional written notice of meeting were posted and emailed in a similar manner. What we will do is when we get to case decisions, we have parties who are here with us. We'll rearrange the order a little and give them the courtesy of being earlier rather than later among the cases that we discuss. The first case we discuss once we get there will be the NJLESA case, State of New Jersey Corrections Department, and then we'll next handle the two cases involving the borough of Sayreville. Am I correct that it's the borough of Sayreville?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. So we'll just rearrange the order a little bit that way. I think the first order is, can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the December 19th, 2019 meeting?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. We also have minutes from the executive session to discuss legal matters from December 19th, 2019. They have a motion for some minutes.
So. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. And the minutes for both of those sessions are adopted. It's with great, this is the chair, put a title on it. It's with great pleasure that I formally welcome Craig Ford as PERC's newest commissioner. Commissioner Ford joins us with a strong background of experience in labor management relations in both the public and private sectors. He serves as a public member of the commission, and I am quite confident that he will reflect our tradition of professionalism, independence, and neutrality. Welcome, Commissioner Ford.
Thank you.
It is important to report that the agency's representatives continue to have recurring success in assisting parties in resolving the disputes they bring before us. The rate of achieving settlements takes place at all aspects of the agency's caseload, from unfair practice and representation to mediation to fact-finding to conciliation and to various elements of our arbitration panels. We continue to take great pride, I think, in the ability that, the parties have experienced in order to resolve their disputes with some help and direction from agency staff or appointees. The details for our 2020 PERC State Bar Association Public Sector Labor Law Conference are taking shape. The final agenda should be out soon. As usual, the conference will be held at the East Brunswick Hilton, and it is scheduled for April 24th to run all day. We expect broad participation from management and union advocates, and from the neutral community as well. We had between 500 and 600 attendees last year. And expect another successful event. I think a lot of people agree and have told me that it is the premier event in public sector labor law in the state of New Jersey, and we hope that it will continue that way. And as I said, the details of the agenda for that event will be out really soon. But it, there are enough interesting and difficult and pressing issues that I don't think we'll find any difficulty in figuring out what to talk about. And of course, we'll have participation from both sides on every aspect of those issues. The council staff report, please.
Okay. last month, we reported on a successful result in the U.S. District Court case in which the chair and several commissioners were named as defendants, growing out of the Janus U.S. Supreme Court case that abolished agency shop fees. Not surprisingly, the plaintiffs in this case have taken appeal to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and the counsel's office will again represent you in that endeavor. We also have an appeal filed in the City of Burlington dispute over sick leave on the day of the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl parade. And, that case got nationwide coverage in the media, but the media outlets didn't know, and I think is somewhat common knowledge now, is that the teacher involved is a New England Patriots fan, kind of Boston native. So it's might be somewhat skeptical if he was taking time off to go to a parade honoring the Eagles defeating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But that case is going to arbitration unless the Supreme Court decides to review the case and reverse the result. One other case of note among them is a published decision in Delaney versus Township of Ocean. The negotiability of light duty has basically been that an employer is not required to offer light duty to an injured employee, but if it does, the policy as to, you know, the terms of the light duty is mandatorily negotiable. Well, this case arises under a Pregnancy Discrimination Act, and the policy that the employer had in place was that if you want a light duty assignment based on maternity, you first must use up all your paid leave before you go on that assignment. With respect to non-pregnancy light duty assignments, you also had to do that normally, give up the paid leave, but the head of the department had the discretion to waive that restriction. And the Appellate Division of the Superior Court, in a precedential decision, says that not allowing pregnancy leaves to possibly have the retain their paid leaves is discriminatory. So that was an interesting decision, and I probably will go further on, I would think. And unless anyone else has questions about the articles, cases summarized, that's the report.
Thank you very much, Don.
You're welcome.
Now let's move to the drafts for today. And as I said, we'll take the State of New Jersey Department of Corrections and New Jersey LESA case first. That's docket number SN-2019-057. This draft grants the state's request for a restraint of binding arbitration with respect to the requirement that female supervisors be assigned to supervise the post-visitation strip searches of female inmates at Edna Mann Correctional Facility, and denies the employer's request for restraint of advisory arbitration of a grievance concerning the contractual safety provision. Initially, the state's assertion that the matter is preempted by statute is rejected and not relied upon for the determination on the issues. However, this assignment function is found non-negotiable under PERC precedent, meaning that the requirement of a female supervisor. Further relying on the commission's 2002 Burlington County decision, the requirement that female supervisors be assigned to supervise strip searches of female inmates is found to be a matter of non-negotiable government policy making and reflects those powers. The restraint of arbitration does not preclude employees, and I think this is an important notation, from asserting discrimination or non-discrimination rights in the proper statutory form, so that there are avenues available to litigate the question of gender bias that are not within our purview, and that they exist independent of arbitration under the collective negotiations agreement, which is where our authority lies. Can I have a motion to adopt the draft?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Just that the order is bifurcated and there is relief provided.
There's relief provided with respect to the safety.
Right.
The arbitrability of the safety provision, which is subject to advisory arbitration.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? The draft is approved.
Sorry, I'm recused.
I'm sorry. I didn't note that Commissioner Barbero is recused, so the vote is 5-0 and one recusal. Next, we'll take the two boroughs, Sayreville matters, involving the Sayreville Association of Municipal Supervisors. First one is docket number SN-2019-069. This draft grants the borough's request to restrain arbitration with respect to a grievance challenging the prospective application of the borough's resolution terminating health care waiver opt-out payments for some employees. This is expressly preempted by the statute, providing that the matter is not subject to the collective bargaining process. However, the request is denied to restrain arbitration to the extent that the grievance relates to employees who waived the health care coverage for 2019 prior to the February 2019 effort to eliminate opt-out payments for that year. In the exception, we follow the City of Orange Township case decided earlier this year, finding that there were certain aspects of the employer's actions that were not executed in a way as to fall within the preemptive lines. So that we've drawn that distinction between agreements that addresses future years as opposed to the year in progress. May I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? The draft is accepted. The next Sayreville AFSCME Local 3527 is docket number SN-2019-071. Parallel to the preceding case, this draft grants the borough's request to restrain arbitration with respect to agreements challenging prospective application of the borough's resolution terminating health care waiver opt-out payments for some employees. This is expressly preempted by the statute providing that the matter is not subject to collective bargaining process. The request is denied to the extent that the grievance relates to employees who waived the healthcare coverage for 2019 prior to the February 2019 effort to eliminate opt-out payments for that year. This exception also follows the City of Orange County decision. May I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? The draft is adopted. The next case is the City of East Orange and Fire Officers Association. Docket number CO-2018-131. This draft addresses the exceptions filed by both parties with respect to the hearing examiner's report issued July 31st, 2019. That HE report found violations of sections 5.4A5 and A1 derivatively of the Act regarding unilateral rule changes affecting use of personnel of personal and vacation leave, and it also found a violation related to a refusal to provide information to the Fire Officers Association. 14 other rule changes were found by the hearing examiner to constitute not to constitute violations. The bulk of the exceptions presented by the parties are not granted. However, a few specific exceptions were persuasive. This draft concludes that the city violated section 5.4 A5 and A1 with respect to a unilateral change in the procedures for use of personal and vacation leave, unilaterally creating a new schedule of disciplinary penalties in the professional standards unit, changing certain disciplinary review procedures without negotiations, and refusing to provide requested information. The remedy ordered includes rescinding certain directives, restoring the status quo ante, and negotiating in good faith with respect to mandatory subjects for negotiations. They have a motion to adopt.
So moved. Second.
All in, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. None opposed? The draft is adopted. The next matter, the State of New Jersey and CWA, SN-2012-047. At the party's joint request, this case has been held in abeyance for 60 days pending settlement discussions. We love to hear that. That's what we're here for.
We love to hear it before the draft is drafted.
Well, it would be preferable, but yeah. In terms of our mission, we love to hear it right up until the moment before we issue the decision.
Some of this goes back to 2012, so another 60 days isn't going to be good.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Next is the State of New Jersey Judiciary, the Hudson Vicinage and Probation Association of New Jersey case-related unit. Docket number SN-2019-065. This draft grants the request of the employer to restrain binding arbitration over a grievance challenging a determination that an employee lacking a driver's license did not meet the criteria necessary to qualify for a senior probation officer position. The Commission has consistently held that public employers have a managerial prerogative to assign job functions and to determine required qualifications. I will note that the nature of some of the facts in this case cause one to pause, but I think that the issue that's presented to us is particularly narrow, and quite defined in terms of our history of looking at where matters of qualifications exist, especially in a promotional setting. So that despite the quizzical nature of looking at the record, I think that there was a clear path to a decision here. They have a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Any discussion?
And I'm going to echo your sentiments, because for most of the state that doesn't have that kind of infrastructure, it seems ridiculous that somebody could have a job without a driver's license. But if you know people from North Jersey or New York, this individual performed her duties proficiently over many years, even though technically she was supposed to have a license originally. But because in child support services, you come up from the subway or you get off the bus, you go into the building and you're there for 8 hours, it really didn't impact her ability to be a supervisor because she was performing proficiently and it was her turn.
Well, to be a PO, not as a
right. I echo everything that you said. This was problematic. I know it might seem strange if you're not from, you know, Manhattan or Jersey City or something, but this was really on management. I mean, she was in that spot forever without anybody saying, hey, before you go to the next step, you have to make a decision because, and you know, I fear a clawback, which is why I think we just got to leave it in that narrow range, because she should have originally had it. But they allowed her to do the job for a very long time, to the point where she was qualified for, you know, for the bump, for the next spot. It is, I'm going to vote yes, but it is problematic to me at the supervisor, at the management level.
I said the same, and we hadn't spoken before this.
No.
But I read through this multiple times and kept going back and forth and back and forth. We are limited to what we, I just feel like there's a piece of the story missing. But I'm voting yes, and I'm voting that way because it's narrow what we have to go by.
I think that there's things about this case that cause us to have questions, but they really don't go to the central issue, narrow central issue that we're deciding. But point well taken.
Well, things like, and this could be taking it way too far, but will initiatives like Uber and Lyft kind of eliminate that need in the future? We can just kind of get a ride someplace.
And is reimbursement for Uber and Lyft, is that
negotiable?
I wouldn't imagine that.
It's not before us. We don't have to deal with it.
But I think the commissioner's bringing up some good points.
Yeah, it's quizzical, and I'm happy that we're not dealing with the case of her being removed from the PO spot.
That's right.
Which, of course, would have been more complex, let's say. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. The draft is adopted. And lastly, Wayne Township Board of Education and Education Association, docket number SN-2019-068. The employer's request for a restraint of arbitration is denied with respect to the grievance seeking the use of paid personal leave during canceled spring recess. Due to excessive snow closings during the school year. The board's decision to revise the calendar is not challenged, only the compensation impact for certain employees. The matter is clearly arbitrable. As always, we don't comment on whether or not how the contract should be interpreted by the arbitrator or what the result would be, just that it's properly brought before an arbitrator with respect to the compensation question. May I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? And the draft is adopted. Our next meeting is February 20th, and I'm sure we'll have another set of interesting decisions.
Chairman, I spoke with counsel earlier because I wanted to recuse myself from this. We've got Oxford and Cohen.
Yes. We'll let the record reflect that Commissioner Ford is recused on the last case, the Wayne case.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes, thank you very much. The record reflect that. So that decision in the Wayne case is 5-0.
Yes.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? We are adjourned.
All right, I'm just going to look at my question.
As always, Commissioners.
Easy breathing.
No, no.